Okay, now we're back to our final segment for today's presentation, and we're looking at the Tocqueville Gold, which is a mining stock, history for a couple of, basically the bull market phase, which started in 01, and we've broken it down into two important T's, the RS, drawn from the RSI indicator, which is the first oscillator at the bottom of the, below the dates. And there you have a run-up from in o, from a consolidation that goes into 05, and then you see a projected top, and it's the cash build-up time in the RSI indicator, whereby the descending tops line gives you the cash build-up phase, and then you extrapolate it out an equal amount of time, and you end up with a top just as you get into early 08, and you notice that the top actually occurred a little bit early, which is not unusual. It falls down into the low, and you can see that this stock went from a high a little bit above 50 to a little bit under 20. So it represents a fairly substantial decline, even though you were in a long-term bull market. And we have this bull market that goes out to the year 2020, but because you're dealing with in the case of the mining stocks, they're leveraged so that they tend to move a greater percentage than the bullion, which is a more conservative estimate, but even there, you know, they all go together. They all go up together, and they all go down together. So this is approaching a period of a higher risk, and the nature of the new T is that you have a. You can see that the volatility is much greater, because if you get down to the MACD indicator, you can see that in 08 it was down very low, and then you can see that it's gone very high. If you look at the RSI indicator, which is where you develop the cash buildup lines from, it would seem to be quite likely that there is a new cash buildup phase that has started in the October time period, where you have the three little oscillator peaks that go above the overbought level, which is, I guess, is 70 on this chart, on that chart. And so if the first thing you do in T theory is you say, well, you know, the last two cash buildup phases were sort of comparable in time. And then you say, well, how long will this new cash buildup likely to last? And the answer is, it's just likely to last a couple of years. And that brings into you can also say that the projected top date in the early 08 time period and the projected top date, which is a June of 2011, is approximately correct. Or the last one was approximately correct for the stock market. So why wouldn't this one be approximately correct for the stock market? So that's where you arrive at the June top. And then if you take the fact that the cash buildup phase is likely to be a couple of years, that brings into there's a suggestion there that the one of the cycle estimates we have is for late 2012 low, or it could be into early 2013 based on the 40-year cycle work that has been done earlier. And that is consistent with a cash buildup phase in this chart as being two years, in the order of 2 years. And there's no reason to believe that that the gold is going to do much good going into this. It's not going to do much for good for your portfolio after you get past the June top. So that pretty much puts the gold T, which is bullish out into the 2020 level, in the position where you have to look at a percentage of correction over a reasonable period of time before it becomes a it's starting to look like a good deal on a risk-reward ratio basis. I also made a comment that that one of the gold bugs is turning bullish on common stocks, because I think that's a good hedge against inflation, and that maybe the people aren't buying the gold, and to the extent that he wanted that he thinks that should be done. But I would say that the fact that you can shift, you can say, well, you can use common stocks in place of gold, is basically an admission to the fact that the gold is only going up and down with the stock market, is going up with the stock market. So if the stock market is going down, the gold is going to go down too. Okay, if it can't be a substitute for gold if they're going in opposite directions. So it's no contrary opinion. Looks like you're going to get tagged with everything. And now I'll bring you to an interesting thing that that you have to settle in your own mind, and that is that when we went through the 07 peak, and then we fell into this hole into the end of 08, and this sort of got turned around. Depends on what you look at. The gold stock stopped in the end of 08, but this basically it's sort of a double bottom like thing situation. So it's bottomed early. is that one of the lessons you get out of that whole topping in 07 and then the decline in 08 is that you could have figured out, or you could have suspected what the problem with the bear market was, because it showed up, the tip of the iceberg of that problem showed up in the latter stages of the run up into 07, when Bear Stearns gave out this surprising news that there was problems in mortgage securities. And what you saw in the bear market was that this little problem that looked like it might have been isolated actually was spreading, and it was just the tip of an iceberg, in the sense that the problem was, the whole financial system was riddled with the program, still is too. Okay, so if you take that lesson and you look at the RSIT number two, you can say that we've probably seen enough now to the point where we've seen enough now that we ought to be able to make some kind of an intelligent judgment as to what the potential problem is in this new cash buildup phase. And if you look at it and you look at what's going on, you see what the problem is, that there's concerns about the deficits running, which leads to a condition which the Europeans call austerity, or we would call belt tightening, to try to control the runaway deficits. And then that feeds back into the fact that as soon as you cut spending, a lot of which is going to be social spending, you have an uprising, which you see starting to come up in some of the states, and which you see in politically in the weaker countries, like the prominent one now is Ireland, but they've gone through Portugal, and they go through all the other people that are having some sort of a problem. And it turns out that if austerity is the solution, it doesn't seem to me that you're going to have some kind of a social problem, and I don't see why gold is going to become. You could get real wild. People would say something about gold, but I don't think that's a motivation to go heavily into gold. So I wouldn't think that during this next cash buildup phase, there isn't going to be any clear argument for going to the into, you know, things start looking bad. So you expect people will come and buy gold. But I don't think it's that kind of bad. I don't think it's direct enough to cause people to do it. And all the gold traders are going to say, well, gold doesn't provide me with any dividends or anything like that, so that this is going to say goodbye. And you'll find out that all the people that are talking bullish are going to abandon their position. Hard corporate isn't going to do that. But I'm saying that you're not going to have the public jumping onto the bandwagon of the gold just because you have an austerity program and some people don't like it. So that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about in this one, except to say that by the time I get to the seminar, I will have all these T's taken. But I'm going to go back to the gold bullion, because there's a complication in the mining stocks that they're it's not really a gold forecast. It is a gold forecast, but this mania can make it act quite a bit different. But anyway, I have all the gold data, so I'll just try to get that stuff taken care of. And it looks perfectly reasonable to start the new cash buildup phase up where we are, because the MACD oscillator is very high. We have seen a rally, but the oscillators aren't coming up very much. That's generally what you have. That's usually the tip off that you're going to start to. Unless gold explodes, that first top there is going to stay at the beginning of the new cash buildup phase. So you can pretty much say that what we're going to do is we're going to draw in some downside trend lines, like I've drawn in here, and we're going to say that anytime you get up to near one of those, you got a top after June. You're going to just keep monitoring that. We're going through, but there's not be a lot to do on the gold, except to say that if June is a peak for gold stocks, and gold stocks and regular stocks are seem to be running in the same path, then that's the other side of the equation that we use to pin down the estimate from a long-term standpoint for the ending of the big advanced decline T, etc. As far as the advanced decline T is concerned, the interpretation of the big advanced decline T explains why T13 has been dragged out this extra time, which is basically 6 months, if you give it the benefit of the doubt and say that it was the end of November would have been the normal place for it. So you'll go to early May or something. So 6 or 7 months is being dragged out. That's happened before. But once you go beyond, past the June period, if we see that the advanced decline line, which is still a rising trend, start to go down and make a cash buildup phase, so you can make a new cash buildup phase, thereby confirming that June was a top, then you're going to say that you can't make a new bottom until you get to T14, which is defined by a cash buildup phase that's going to be similar to the one that's the gold for here for the new cash buildup time. It's going to last for a couple of years. The plausible case is that's in the late 2012 time period, but then we can get back to that and say that it's because the long term T with a center post and 84 bottom caused the extension, but that has basically disappeared in June. Then the advanced client is just going to go back to their normal situation, make respectable cash buildup time periods, and you start following that. And since we don't have any use for the gold one, we'll be back in the advanced decline cash buildup phase looking at that time period. So that winds up with that picture. Is it's a fairly complete picture, I think, as of the end of this week. And of course, we'll be back next Sunday. Thanks for checking in. Bye-bye.